Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The World Needs the Wonder You See. And this story was written by Joanna Gaines. It's illustrated by Juliana Sweeney. And it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
What I love about this book, already from the very get-go, from the cover of the book, you can see each, there's kids, right? The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids.
What's the fifth kid?
And each kid, can you see them all?
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh.
Each kid is doing something wonderful. One of them is looking for birds. The other one is exploring inside of a tree. Another one is exploring inside of a tree. There's two that are exploring inside of trees. But they're looking at different things. Each one of these kids is doing something interesting.
Wait. One is looking for birds.
Mm-hmm.
One is drawing a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
One is shining a flashlight into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
One is using a magnifying glass and looking in a trunk. And one is hiding in the bushes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what this story's about. Today is the day a new adventure unfolds. As we set out to explore the many wonders our world holds, wherever you are, there's so much to take in, and we know curiosity is the way to begin. And so we can see a bunch of kids in there. It looks like they're all coming to a treehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, how does a girl in a wheelchair get to the treehouse?
Yeah, there's a girl in a wheelchair. I don't know how she gets up into the treehouse. Maybe they have, like, another entrance that's, like, an elevator for her? What do you think? They probably have a special rope chair for her. Right?
What's a rope? Like, what do you mean rope chair?
Well, they have to have a special way to get her inside that's just for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, maybe they have, like, a rope, a chair that's attached to a rope, and then they just pulley, using a pulley, maybe?
And then they take the chair out?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
There's a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder can sometimes hide in disguise. Even to those with eyes open wide. But come with us and we'll show you how to discover the miracles all around. And friends, in the pictures we can see there are miracles. The bugs are having, it looks like a party. Wouldn't you agree?
There's a bumblebee, a caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
a praying mantis, a grasshopper.
Some
three ants.
Yeah.
An ant queen with a spade.
Mm-hmm.
And
a ladybug, right?
A ladybug.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I also saw a butterfly back there.
Did you?
Oh, no, that's a human.
Okay. Some step outside and see only ground and sky. But when we look extra close, we see a grand parade marching by.
It's like a bee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a parade of ants.
Yeah, and what have they found? A cupcake. The ants are having a parade because they found a cupcake, and they're taking it back to their anthill, no doubt. That reminds me of when we were at Alora's house, and there was a Dorito on the ground.
And all the ants were trying to pick it up.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of ants trying to pick up that big chip.
Uh-huh. And how come only three ants are carrying the cupcake?
Maybe it's a really light cupcake.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Some watch the rain and see a long, dreary day. Ooh. But when we step outside, we see magic puddles for play. Splash, splash, splash. Some pass a forest and see only trees far and wide. But when we inch close enough, we see an enchanted world inside, complete with mushrooms growing out of the tree. What do you think about that?
I think it's cool. Oh, look, a hoot owl and a foxy and a squirrel. And a bunch of cute little bunnies sleeping together in a tree log.
Yeah. Some reach the ocean and see only miles of sea. But when we look a little deeper, we see a spectacular city. Right? The coral with all the little living creatures in it. Some walk beneath the stars and see only distant lights. But when we stop and look up, we see extraordinary sights. Right? The constellations, they are beautiful and they tell stories. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So by now you can probably see there's always more to look for in this great big world of possibility. For some, it's unearthing beauty or searching for surprise. Because what is under the earth? All kinds of different things,
hey,
right?
There's a chipmunk hole and a bunny digging. And what? A mole with a torch and another sleeping bunny.
Yep, friends, the artist has a wonderful imagination in this book.
Potatoes.
Happy potatoes. And she's showing us what
might
be.
What, acorn?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. One thing we know for sure is that wonder is never in short supply. We may not all notice the same things from the start, but together, we see that wonder lives in everyone's heart. So keep your mind open and let curiosity guide the way. You never know what wonderful thing you may find today. And in the picture, we can see all these little bees in a field, right?
Uh-huh. I think there are some bees in every page.
We've seen a lot of bees.
Yeah, there are a few.
We've learned from one another, and now it's time to shine. See how beautiful the world can be when we share what we find? And there the kids are playing. You were made for discovery, and this we know to be. Oh, how the world needs the wonder you see. And that is so true, my friends. Each one of you has something very special that you and you alone can bring to the world. You see things through your own special way, your own special lens, and I can't wait to see what you will do with yourself. And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.